Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
We've reached it. Friday. Scott was just telling me last week, he was like, I wish we had some sort of like Friday chant on our show.
Just because it's all around us all the time. Everyone has one. And I'm like, y'all don't even understand what it's like to be hype. And we don't have one.
No.
What's that song that Mike Calta does on the 102.5 The Bone?
Is it the same one we used to do back in the day?
Everybody's working.
Is that it? Is that what they do?
I think so. No, no.
We don't want to work.
All right, so let's.
I just want to bang on the drums all day. Hey.
Hold on. You're the classic rock chick, Holly. What's the hold on.
I think it's I Don't Want to Work.
No, that's the one we had. What the Mike Calta one?
Oh, you're talking about his? Everybody's working for the... I think it's Loverboy.
Loverboy?
Mm-hmm.
Working for the weekend?
Yep.
There we go. I do enjoy there. Like, that's one of the best parts of the Mike Calta show.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's their chant. Like, I mean, they're so... listen,
they have a big-ass show. It's,
they do. I mean, they got, so. Like, 20 million people over there
that's
on the show.
That's true.
Hold on. Oh. That's their weekend. That's how they do it. So what'll happen on the Mike Calta show is I don't know exactly how it is, but I think it's like somebody will call in or maybe someone on the show, they'll be talking about, you know, whatever, and someone will be like, hey, guess what? It's Friday. Friday. So that's good. And then what does Drew Garabo do on his afternoon show?
Don't they do the conch?
They honk the conch.
The conch like, is so, that's a dope idea.
That's right.
You know what we have in the Jewish tradition is we have this like this big ass horn. Mm-hmm. It's a ram's horn that you blow on certain holidays.
Really?
It's similar to like the conch sound. Yeah, I just thought about this. I don't know when we do it. I guess, I don't know. Wow, I'm really out of touch with my Jewish roots.
But
we like blow this big ass horn. It's like, and you have like different cadences and beats that you do for certain holidays.
I didn't know
and certain,
that.
I mean, do you have it?
I have. My parents have them at home. Oh,
see, but you don't know when the next time you're gonna see it.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't really just ship around a.
Now I feel like that might be a little sacrilegious if we just do it on Friday.
No, we definitely could. Yeah.
Oh, true.
It's like you have a seder and they're like they blow the horn, or it's like Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And we're like Friday.
I'm just saying, the idea is cool.
I don't think
we should do that.
Yeah, so Drew Garabo does the conch honk. And then back in the day, Holly, when we were on the Kramer show, how did we intro it? How did it work? Do you remember? Was it just like,
was it just
on Fridays?
It was on Friday mornings that we opened the show with it.
Let's see, was it this song right here?
Yeah.
Yes. That's
by the way, we were like all 20 somethings on a top 40 radio show. And this is what we did on Friday morning.
I forgot about
it.
Sorry,
Emma.
I just want to bang on the drums all day.
Hey.
Maybe could that be it? That
like, I know. I think we need something more hype, like Turn Down for What or Shots or LMFAO.
Yeah, like, we need like party rock anthem.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean,
I would blow my top. Well, we had to stop doing that one, the Kramer one, because we realized like the old people station in town was doing the exact same
thing. Oh, yikes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, so what? Is it just like literally like during Hot in Hollywood on Fridays, like all of a sudden we're just like, well, we can't do what Mike Calta does where someone goes Friday.
No, we can't.
Hey!
Maybe we say weekend.
Party rock!
Maybe where we say like turn up, and then those are keywords.
I'd like turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
We have that in the system. We probably don't.
We do. Oh, I'm sure we do.
Well, actually,
this new system, I don't know.
Here we go.
DJ Snake.
Because you need something that's like, oh, wait. Oh.
So do we just, hold on, let's see.
Well, I mean, the buildup is the best part of that song.
Yeah.
So do you go, so like Holly's like, Holly, I act like you're doing Hot in Hollywood. You're just like.
The beginning of it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so, you know, these crazy celebrities, here's what's hot in Hollywood
the
today.
Weekend.
Blah, blah, blah,
weekend.
Blah, blah,
blah. Weekend. 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 Weekend.
We started a little early. That's all right.
Oh. Weekend.
No, I don't like it.
I can't say weekend.
No, we can't say that and then start. It's like, I don't know. We have to put more thought into
this. Hold on. Listen, this is the podcast. We got nothing but time, girl.
That's true. Is there a song, like a current song that references The Weeknd? Maybe one by The Weeknd? Just kidding. That's a bad joke.
Rain on Me is...
No.
We need something a little more prolific.
Songs for The Weeknd?
Oh, gosh.
But is there anything mentioned The Weeknd and like or like getting turned for The Weeknd? Turn down for what is okay.
Here we go. 65 songs about The Weeknd.
Oh.
Let's see here. the first one on this list right here.
Oh my God. Do you almost feel like they Googled it too and that's how they started theirs? That's fine.
Like, I'm pissed. Like, that sucks.
It's fine.
I think we should say it like it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, could you turn that down? You're like, wait. Turn what down? And then you're like, turn down for what? Bad.
Like, that's just the best. I mean, like, that cowbell.
I mean,
like,
you can't.
Just...
You gotta have more cowbell.
There's songs of cowbell.
Wait, okay. Hold on. There's...
Don't Fear the Reaper. That's the classic one from that Will Ferrell sketch.
Oh, my God. Wait,
baby,
there's...
Don't feed.
Finally Friday by George Jones?
No.
Y'all, we're... going.
No.
House every week. I don't know who that is.
No.
Hey, I vote for this one.
What?
Here we go. Hold on.
Oh. Oh, I'm turned for the weekend.
The actual fuck is it?
Get the shots. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
This sounds like I'm gonna go.
Love on the weekend. Love on the weekend.
Yeah.
No. Cry in my pillow.
John Mayer, Love on the Weekend, Holly.
No.
What about The Weeknd, Brantley Gilbert?
Oh, that's a country artist, yep.
Hey, guys.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You know what? If we do want a country artist, there is a really great song that is called My Friday Night. Have you heard that one? Something about Friday Night?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like that one.
Who is it by?
Well, if
Chase?
It's
somebody?
Chase Rice?
No.
Eric
Chase.
Paisley?
Yeah, I think Eric Paisley.
Let's see here.
It's something.
Oh, yeah. This is back when I first got my license.
Listen to the words. Just say, hold on. Wait for the chorus to come. Not like this would work because we're not a country
station.
Yeah,
no, this is gonna be-
I like this song.
To work stuck in traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio.
The chorus is high. I don't
wanna
Wait, come on.
Here we go.
There it comes.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this. All right, so let's say we're doing Hot in Hollywood and Holly's like...
Scott doesn't like it. Yeah, it
doesn't. All right, we can try
Miguel and Holly, morning.
Why does it have to be during Hot in Hollywood? 5. Why are you taking away my segment? Holly
O'Connor, I'm not. I'm just... I don't have any other pets pulled up.
Okay.
So Holly, I'll let you know.
Okay, so let's talk about the crazy Kardashians and then the, like the...
Hey, Holly, guess what?
Oh, what?
Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Friday.
I
one.
Do
Sorry.
Like the song, just FYI.
Sorry.
I still like Turn Down for what?
What a Brantley Gilbert?
Oh my
god.
Can't
get down with Turn Down.
No.
No.
Living up for the weekend.
Oh, Kane Brown has a song called Weekend.
I do love myself some Kane Brown.
Let's see here. What does this sound like? Oh god.
Come into mine. Got a bottle of Jack.
No, I'm cheap sorry. Red wine.
Sleeping. We were never really
We need something hype.
You do. That's not hype enough. Why are we having such a hard time with
like, this is
we need, like, Lil Jon.
I don't like Turn Down for What that
we
much.
We don't just need wait.
Hold on.
Don't even.
We may have found
even.
It.
Don't even. No, it's not.
Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah.
I don't hate this.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay, that's on the list. That's on the list.
That's on the list. That's okay. Can I mention one quick tidbit?
Uh-huh.
Remember when we first started in Tampa Bay in 2015 and some prep company made us a Miguel and Holly version of that song?
Oh, that's right. I wonder if I have that.
I'm sure you do. I feel like it was Jeffrey Jameson, wasn't it?
It was.
Isn't it? When he used to work for, was he something?
I can't, hold on, let me see. I'll look for that. Ooh, I have to see if we can. Oh my God, I probably do have that in my files. I'll have to look.
I bet you have it in your Gmail.
Okay, let's pretend.
Oh yeah, Hollywood. So we just gonna talk about celebrities and Taylor Swift and The Weeknd.
Hey, Scott.
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Friday. I don't know if I like that one.
I don't know. I'm a little iffy on it.
I feel like we also need a different chant. Like, I feel like we can't chant Friday.
No, we really can't chant Friday. They already do that.
Oh, true. Yeah. So
I don't think we're going to be able to chant.
So then what do we do? Did we just break? Is it just like something we do before, like, the beginning of the show or, like, the end of the show? Like, our last break?
No, it has to be in the middle somewhere. We want people to be hype going to work.
That's true.
You know what we should do?
No.
Wait a minute.
What?
Scott, you create songs. Why don't you create an original Friday song?
I mean, I could try.
I mean, no pressure, but it has to be like.
I mean, it's got to be like working for the weekend, like good.
Y'all, those are professional artists. I mean, I do my best.
I mean, we even shot down some actual professional songs.
I'll give it my best. I'll go at it. I don't know if I'll have the same hype level because that takes a lot of.
I mean, you
professional
better,
audio engineers, which. I just have my little laptop that I just throw stuff together.
But if you don't, sounds pretty dope when you do it on your laptop.
Okay, I'll go for it. Damn, that just sounds good. Okay.
I don't know if we'll be able to come up with a song better than that.
Okay, whoa. We are not cutting ourselves down before we even give it a shot.
Yeah, that's
true. Hell no.
I need his positivity now, not your negativity.
Heck? I don't.
If they only sound good because they've done it for a while. Once we have our thing and we find what we actually like to do, we'll then like that more. Right now, we're just looking.
Okay, so we like the cowbell.
Yes.
We like the guitar and the driving drums. Maybe we can find like some other classic rock song, even though, again, we're not that station. But like maybe I could find something from the 80s.
Good old Back in Black, AC/DC.
Or what? Like Thunderstruck.
Oh, that is a prime drinking song for anybody right now.
Thunderstruck has a really great buildup. But you know what else does too is Crazy Train.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hold on, sorry, I'm looking. Wait a minute. Ha! Found it.
I knew you would. Just listen to this. We may not use this for anything ever, but I felt pretty cool about this.
I don't even remember what this sounds like.
This is a new show. Miguel and Holly, what's up, yo? This one's for Tampa Bay. Hey, Tampa Bay, let's get on up. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Miguel on in my favorite songs. I love the show, it's so funny. It's on hot, hot day. Bumpin' Miguel in my sedan. It's on hot, hot day. Holly make me wanna be her best friend. It's on hot, hot day. The back in Tampa and at it again. It's on hot, hot day. They're so bad in the morning, break it down. Tampa hit you, hallelujah.
Woo!
Tampa hit you, hallelujah.
Woo!
Tampa hit you, hallelujah.
Woo!
Miguel and Holly gon' give it to ya.
Woo!
Miguel and Holly gon' give it to ya. Miguel and Holly gon' give it to ya. Get on up, hey Tampa Bay. Every morning, lock it on hot. Go!
are your new morning show on Hot 101.5.
That's funny.
It was something. Everybody thought that it was Miguel because that's, you know, the Hispanic
way. Yeah.
Yeah. That came to me March 27th, 2015, right before we started.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, I think we should look at Thunderstruck.
Yeah, Thunderstruck, Back
Crazy
in Black.
Train.
Okay, hold on. Thunderstruck. What was this Thunderstruck song?
Thunderstruck.
AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
This is, now you're getting out of my realm.
Cause I know.
Which I'm okay. Listen. It doesn't have to be a top 40 song.
Let's go back to like the 40s.
Did you know Geico is now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle?
I didn't know and I don't want to know.
Okay.
Unless you're offering me something real great.
Well, come 15% or more.
Listen, I've been with Progressive for a very long time. I don't want to switch.
Same way with me and State Farm, even though I feel like I could probably be saving a lot more money.
Oh, that already has a good feel to it.
Wait for it.
We used to drink to this a lot in college.
Oh, wait for the bum bum to come in.
I've heard this at baseball games.
Yeah, you hear this everywhere.
Like football games.
Yeah.
Hockey games. Emily Arena gets all packed.
Oh, that's right.
Like when the lightning starts going.
Yeah.
Like I just got chills a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Okay, okay.
Here come.
How long does this go on for?
Oh, it's a long
time. And then once you hit that, then we could, like, do some intro. Maybe it could, like, literally start the show on Fridays.
Mm.
I can see that happening. And then we come on like, hey, it's Miguel! I know.
And then every solo we have to drink. That's how we do it in college.
I'm okay with that.
Anytime you like stop singing, you have to drink, and it passes to the next person.
Are we having mimosas on a Friday?
Yes.
Okay, we'll put that on the list.
That's all
like
the list.
It. Go on.
All right. And what was the other suggestion?
Crazy Train.
Crazy Train. Crazy Train. Who is it by?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Crazy Train. Wow, y'all are teaching me some classic rotten. Not Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
No.
Wait, what about? Wait, this is going to our Friday song. Get it.
Oh my God.
Patsy Cline, Crazy Girl.
Happy Friday.
We about to get lit.
Crazy for feeling.
We litty up in here.
Turn up, baby.
Okay, sorry. You said it was Crazy Town?
Crazy Train.
Funky Town. That's
or
a good one.
Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Oh, God.
Okay. No, that's a bad idea.
Okay, let's see. Close player. Here we go. Come on, Ozzy.
Do you remember places?
Oh, my gosh. I wish our company would just pay for the premium. Place.
Glockenspiel. We get into like Friday. And then it gets to, he's coming. It's after this little. Friday! We can do that. Okay, that's fine.
I don't know.
Yeah. I said, it's going to take some time.
This is going to be hard. Like, I just.
You know what we should probably do, in all fairness to the M&H fam, is ask for suggestions also and then review them on the podcast.
True.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Can it just be?
Or not. Yeah, let's take the exact thing that they do. Let's do it exactly like that.
Friday.
Okay.
What if, like, literally next Friday?
But you didn't even ask us.
No, like
you
literally,
did it
you're
on
just.
Your own. I'm like, okay, so we got this new music
Friday,
from.
Friday! 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 Friday!
be so awkward.
It would be hilarious, though.
And, like, never address the fact that Mike Kalta has been doing that for, like, 20 years
what
on his
we
show.
What if we just start doing it and never address it? And then eventually, because we have a lot of crossover fans, so, like, eventually someone from our, like, a listener of ours is going to let them know.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, wait, what? And we're going to be like, I don't know.
What are you
talking about?
I don't know. We just came up with this. Like, do you guys do it, too? Because that's
really?
Cool.
I didn't know.
That is tough. Because now we did it once,
yeah,
so.
He's gonna keep doing sorry. It.
I texted Mike Kalta to see if he hasn't answered me yet. I want to be like, I just want to know, like, where'd they come up with that? Like, that song just is like.
Because it's a very common song. It's not like it took them a lot of energy and it did take them all of this.
But with, like, the chant and then, like, how they do it, like, where? I just. Fine, whatever. We'll just do cheers from the weekend.
Again, that's not like it's like brain surgery. So, like, we used to do a chant and we used to do a song. So, like, it's not like they just reinvented the circle.
That's
the wheel. What's that phrase? They didn't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. We need to like a twerk song. I listen to this. What is it? City Girls?
Oh, twerk.
Yes. Oh, that song's so good. Have to find a clean version. What is happening?
Hold on.
No.
I'm doing good. No. I look over and Holly's like, no.
I'm sorry. I love Rihanna, but like, that's not getting me lit. That's like
no.
That's like after you already kind of drunk and you're like swaying a little bit.
Mm.
I mean, we could also do Katy Perry next Friday night, last Friday night, whatever. That's not that great.
Put a bottle range rover. Be pretty on the realest in the city. Only fucking with the plug. Got a nigga worth a Billy Show. Only talk about bands.
Hey.
Scott's twerking.
Dude, that's the song right there.
All right, hold on. So, all right, let's see how this sounds. Let's just act like we're. Let's see. Holly, you doing?
Oh, sorry. Britney Spears obviously in need of some help because she's just looking rough on her
Friday,
Instagram. I feel so
Friday,
bad for her. Oh God.
Friday,
what are we doing? Oh, Friday, Friday, Friday,
Friday,
Friday, Friday. I'm so sorry. I am not feeling it.
No. Okay, no, we all have to feel it. Everybody's got to be on the same page.
You know,
page.
It's because I don't really know that song prior to this, and so I don't have any good memories attached to it. I don't twerk very well. I have a lot going against me. I'm white with no booty. At least Scotty got a booty.
Okay. So
I don't feel like I could get hype every single Friday to that.
Okay. All right. So here's what we'll do. We will take your suggestion, slide up in our DMs at Miguel and Holly on Insta, and we are looking for a Friday hype song.
I like Thunderstruck so far. Like, if you start it real low and it's kind of building, you're like, oh. Like,
and, but
we don't have to chant Friday. Like,
no.
It could be like something like I don't know how it would form, but it could be a different way of like addressing it. Like, oh, what is that? Oh.
What if we do one of those, like, you know how like in Little League sports or whatever, where they like put their hand in and then they do like, bah! And we have like a
Disney
phrase.
Disney Plus, Hulu,
you know what I'm talking
ESPN.
About? You know what I'm talking about? We're like, 3, 2, 1, Avengers, or what? I don't know. Like
Freddy! Oh.
That's good.
All
right.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe you start it like real low as we're doing something else. We'd have to, like time it out, yeah. And then they know that you're about to get hit in the face with Friday.
Girl, you know we don't do well with rehearsed stuff like that.
No, you're right.
You know, like, I'd be like, all right, y'all, we're going to do it this break. We're going to do it this break. And then my hand would hit the wrong button, and it would be like.
I'd be like, damn it, Miguel.
And then you'd be like, Miguel, what the fuck? And I'd be like, I'm sorry.
What were the top three that we talked about today?
Okay. My pick is we just still there.
We just take it and we don't say a word about it.
Yeah, yeah. My vote is
maybe, honestly, it could be a really funny running joke if we want to turn it into that.
True.
With like a sister station rivalry of sorts. And then they just get pissed because they're like, why are you doing it? And we're like, I don't know what you, I'm so sorry. I like, didn't what do you know mean? You did it.
I don't know. I didn't know what do you mean? All right, so my pick is, excuse me, Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
Okay.
Holly, what's your top pick?
My top pick is, I think I like Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck?
I was going to go with either that or Crazy Train, but I think I might like the buildup of Thunderstruck better.
Okay. Scott?
But we have to get it like somewhere where it explodes into like a bed. Like okay. We'd have to edit it so that we could have this beginning, and then there's like a very clear, dramatic...
Like, ha-ha!
Yeah, like, yay! And then we maybe there's like a bed underneath it, and we could just celebrate Friday. I don't know.
Scott, what's your vote?
I like Thunderstruck. I also do like Turn Down for What, but it's not going to happen. So I
yeah, don't. I'm sorry.
I know, it's fine, even though it slaps. But
it does.
I mean, think, like, if we had, again, like the beginnings, like, building, and then all of a sudden it's like, effects, big voice guy, you're entering Friday. And then it's like, bam!
Friday's inside of you.
No. Friday's inside of you.
No.
No, but our voice man is very aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. True. Like, it could be like this whole thing, like the alarm system, like, boo, boo, bah, boop. Friday's.
Ooh, what if we had like an Alexa style voice that was like, Friday is imminent. And then we were like,
Friday's in session. Yeah.
Okay. So we got mine.
We'll pop some champagne. It'll be great.
We're just going to steal Mike Kalta's thing.
All right. More cowbell!
Yes! Or I'll just buy a cowbell and we'll just do it live every morning.
Oh, shoot.
Let me look on Amazon.
Where are you going to get a cowbell? Oh, my God, I had a cowbell.
Did you really?
Yes, I may still have it because, again, that Will Ferrell sketch when he was in Blue Oyster Cult and he was like, and it was Christopher Walken. He was like, I just got to have more cowbell, baby. And then Will Ferrell hit it. I had a cowbell with Will Ferrell's face on it with a stick, and I kept it on my desk in Ohio.
We need to bring it back.
I was really cool. I was the cool co-worker in Ohio. Like, yeah. I had all kinds. I had a leprechaun flute on my desk from the from I Want the Gold video. I had a lot of cool shit. I should dig into that box. Do they, like, lower it in between and talk in between, or what do they do?
Yeah, I think it's... 102.5 The Bone, Mike Kalta. Celebrating Fridays.
You sound like that. You want a piece of my heart.
Hey! Galvin, what's your angry open letter? You wanna be in the show. Come on, baby, let's go. Carmen, spell manatee. Spanish, tell everyone you love them. That's the Mike Kalta Show.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Now that we just plugged our sister station.
Yeah.
But they're good fun. I wish Mike would have texted me back. Maybe we'll have him on next week. All right. Well, those are our suggestions. We're done for the day. Have a great weekend. Remember, starting next week, we're going to be doing the podcast 3 days a week.
Sorry, but also not sorry for this moment.
Thank you for understanding.
Yes. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. And so we'll just listen. Everything is fluid. So you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, if one is needed, we'll do it.
Absolutely. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly! On TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah!
Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook. Hey, everybody's
going off the deep end. Scott, what's your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, SCOTTTAVLIN on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You better start from the start.
You wanna be in the show. My name is Miguel Fuller. Come on, baby, let's go! MIGUELFULLER. Rate and review this podcast.
This podcast has made me smile and laugh more than anything that we've done in like the past 2 weeks. You want a piece of my heart? You better start from the start. You wanna-
Yeah, Scott.
I have another cowbell song suggestion.
What's that?
It's I think it's called Hair of the Dog by Nazareth.
What?
I'm trying to remember that.
Yeah.
I gotta remember that.
Hardcore. I don't know if we could
It sounds like hard rock. Like,
yeah, it's good.
Wait.
I can't think of it right now.
Hold on. Real quick. The Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta?
What up?
Oh!
We
oh,
got.
Shit. I thought we were ending the podcast.
I know. I thought we were. Then, right when we were about to be done with our podcast, you texted me back. Well, first off, you had coronavirus. How are you?
Wow.
Well, just put my business out there, Miguel. Jeez.
It was covered by all of Tampa Bay media. So, I mean, we want to make sure you're okay.
It's the downside to this job. It's cool and all, and then you get sick or you get fired, and it's in all the newspapers. I'm fine, dude. I was never really sick. Mm. I had it, tested positive twice, but I didn't have any symptoms.
Wow, good. Well, we're so glad that you're feeling okay. Are you going to be back here in studio next to us anytime soon?
I mean, I'm kind of like a Superman anyway. So I don't know. Between you and I don't know how many people listen to this podcast, so I'll just share it with all of you. I don't want to come back in the studio right now. I'm doing it from my home, and I've grown to love that. I get to sleep almost an hour later, and I watch TV. I don't brush my teeth till after the show. I kind of like it.
That is like the ultimate dream for a morning show
person.
That's
really cool, actually. Yeah, I wouldn't want to come back.
I never have to see Scott in the hallways. Number one perk.
That's a delight. Every time it's a delight.
Oh, God. We need to have Scott on your show one day. That would just be amazing.
We can't because secretly I like Scott, but we have to pretend that we hate him.
Noted.
I love it. So, Mike, real quick, we just spent our entire podcast being jealous of your Friday chant and song because we don't have one. And Scott was like, we really need like a Friday chant. Like you have yours. Drew has the
Conk. Hold on. Before it gets any further, this nonsense that you're talking about, our Friday chant is stolen from all corny top 40 morning shows from the 80s.
I told you it was not reinventing the wheel. I said, Miguel, this is not like they are like breaking news over here.
Dang it!
No, we were making fun of Mason Dixon, and so when I grew up in New York, there was Scott Shannon, and Scott Shannon used to do the Friday thing, and they'd have a whole montage of audio, and then like at 5 o'clock, they would do the 5 o'clock whistle, and they would do the same thing. It was the hokiest thing ever. So we were making fun of it one day, and everybody loved it, and then all of a sudden we had to do it again. And again, and then people were tricking us into saying, they'd call up and they'd be like, well, today's Thursday and you guys didn't do it. And we'd be like, it's Friday. And they're like, Friday. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yep.
It became a thing. I absolutely hate it. But they made us, I mean, I feel bad for Mason because it's his thing. We were making fun of it. And now it's our thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Miguel, you realize what this means. Now we have to do your idea.
We have to do it. So we basically had two different ideas. I said that we were just going to steal it and not say anything.
And act like we didn't know that you did it.
And be like, I didn't know that Mike Calta and them did it.
When inevitably somebody, one of the people that listened to both shows was like, tattled on us. And like somebody confronted us, we'd be like, oh no. Well, we did it already. So, I mean, I didn't even know you guys did it. That sucks. No clue.
And of course, I'd turn that into, well, if you guys really want it, Holly has to fight Carmen in the punch out.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I love it. Is the punch out still happening?
Yeah, we, you know, for smart safety reasons, we moved it to April, April 17th, 2021. And I just don't have to do it to half the crowd, and I don't want people to all go there and get sick. So it made sense. We just pushed it till the beginning of next year.
Oh, good, good, good. All right. Well, now that we have your blessing, I guess, sort of, because it's not really yours or Mason's or anybody's. It's just sort of universal property. We may just have to start doing it on our show as well.
If you want to be a hokey, hacky show like us, feel free to steal that bit.
When have you ever thought we were not a hokey?
No, I'm saying we all enjoy a little hackiness every once in a while.
Absolutely. Well, can you help us kick it off since you've been doing it for so long? Or when did you start it?
Oh, it was years ago. I try to avoid it now. Like if I look up on the screener and I see a guy has a question about something and I know the answer is Friday, I'm like, nope, I'm not even doing it. I hope that you guys do it and we could be like, well, they stole it, so let them have it now.
Yes! No, yeah. Like, the only people that will know that this was pre-rehearsed is that the people that listen to this particular podcast. So yes. Like, no, nobody will know, basically.
Nope, that'll be it. So that'll
eight,
be it. It'll be our little
people
secret.
Will have
it.
Eight people will know.
Correct. Yes.
Well, can you help us kick it off for our podcast?
No, I don't even like
he
to do it on my show.
It.
I gotta do it on your show?
Come on, yes, because this is how you trade it off. You gotta, like, release the demon.
I'll show you. I'll do it like they do it to me. Okay. Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Anything cool?
I think I'm going to go to a friend's hot tub. That's about it.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I'm going to watch that movie with Ice Cube. And what's the name of that movie with him and the other guy?
Oh, Friday?
What is it?
Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Friday?
Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday.
Awful, just awful.
I love it. Mike Calta, have a great weekend. Thank you for chatting with us.
Miss you guys.
Miss you. Bye. All right, there we go.
Well, that settles it. Although I will say I did think of another great song while we were doing all this.
Oh, which one?
Have you seen Rocket Man yet, the Elton John
biopic? Yeah. Okay.
Saturday night. Saturday.
Ooh, that's a jam.
Good one. Yeah,
just, was that what you just sent to me?
Yes, I did. I sent you the cast recording from Rocket Man because I particularly like that version.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do like Elton's original version, of course.
Elton John.
I mean, it's Elton.
Elton John.
How do you know the original? Elton. Sir Elton. I'm not gonna say we should deviate away from what Mike Calta just passed to us. However, this is a great song.
Is there a part that you want particularly?
No, it just starts out so good usually.
Let's see.
Like the piano.
I do like that.
That's a good one.
I do
and
like
obviously
that.
The original is fantastic, too. I really love Elton John. But anyway, never mind that. It just came to me before it actually came to me when we were ending our little chant, and then before I knew you had Mike Calta on the phone. So I was like, oh, never mind. Let me just slink back into my snail shell. But I think that we have to do that now.
Scott, why are you shaking your head?
I'm just trying to picture next Friday doing it, and it's just going to be, they're literally next door.
But they're not. They're not even in the building.
I know.
No.
I don't even know if they can. Well, they could probably do it still, right? Do they? I don't know.
I don't know.
You just heard him say he don't even like to do it anymore.
No. And we would actually be excited about it. Now, but here's what we need.
That's the thing. Once you do it for, years and years, it's not as fun anymore to you.
No. No. Like, to us, it's like, yes! But we need someone in the Miguel and Holly fam to actually call up and do that next Friday.
Oh, wait. We have to do it the same way as they do it?
I mean, if we're passing on the tradition. Or is there another way?
I don't know if we have to do that. Because then what if nobody calls? We don't do it that day?
No, probably not.
No, yeah. That. No. So we're going to just use it in however we want to do it, but with the chance and everything else. I don't think we have to wait for someone to call.
Okay. I like that. Well, that'll be our little secret, you and the Miguel and Holly fam. The Platypus Podcast listeners.
The Platypus Posse.
Yeah. Oh! All right, get some t-shirts made. We're getting t-shirts made. Platypus Posse Girl. Come on, baby. Let's go! Have a good weekend.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored,
quarantine edition
from Hot 101.5,
made hot by Corona Beer.